Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Mary Cantando is here. Mary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years now. As a great member of our Brain Trust, she's the founder of The Woman's Advantage, the author of several books on women in the marketplace, including The Woman's Advantage and also Leading with Care, just a couple of her several books that she's written. She spends her time helping women put their best foot forward in the marketplace, especially as business owners. And she's our good friend, Mary Cantando. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, it is always great to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. Mary is respect a big deal in the marketplaces? If you're a business owner, a business leader, why should we care about respect?
Well, yeah, of course, respect, I think, is a big deal in life in general, Jim. But certainly if you're trying to build a business or if you're building a business, you really do have to have that element of respect. I think not only from your customers, certainly if you have employees, and even from your competitors to really move ahead in the business world. So I think it is critical in life, and I think it's especially critical if you are a business owner.
Some people, you've heard the term, this person commands respect. And then you hear about the person who demands respect. I mean, how do we go about acquiring respect in the marketplace?
Yeah, well, I think there's a big difference between commands and demands. I mean, I think that people who demand respect maybe have some maybe they think they're respected, or on the surface it appears that they're respected, but I really have to wonder if in the real world those people are respected. So, if you demand mm-hmm. respect versus somebody who commands respect, I think that is all about the way you carry yourself, the decisions you make, the way you treat other people, especially. I mean,
right.
I have great. I've heard before, and I think it's really true, that you could tell a lot about people by the way they treat waitstaff in restaurants. And
right.
I have great
right.
respect for people who respect individuals who are support their daily life, rather than people who.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look down on those folks and act like they're not even there. So that to me
one of the greatest. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that's one of my measures of respect of people is how they treat service people.
One of the great gifts that my parents gave me was to show me that all work is noble.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's funny. I was driving by a section of the road where it came down to one road, and there was a person there with a stop sign with the flagman or whatever. And when I drove by, I waved to him, and he waved back. And I thought, I wonder how many people even recognized it, formally recognized with a wave or whatever. That guy's work, and what would the world be like if we didn't have people
right.
doing these kind of service jobs that are so necessary to our life?
Exactly. Well, in terms of respect, one of the most important things for small business owners to me is that their people respect them, their employees, the people that, who are on their team respect them. And this is kind of where I was going in my original comment about commanding and demanding.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both know those managers, those owners out there who can't seem to command respect among their people, because they're too busy demanding respect. And, you know, the thing is that you shouldn't be demanding respect. You should be doing the things, the kinds of things that cause people to want to respect you. What do you think?
It's the walk your talk mentality, right? There's a difference between talking a big game
exactly.
And on and on and on and getting out there, and when something needs to be done on the shop floor or wherever, and you see that your staff needs support, you're out there working with them. If for some reason in some technology business you're expecting your people to pull it all-nighter, you are with them all night long, and it isn't this kind of we versus they mentality. And I think that's the kind of thing that generates respect among employees. Yeah.
Well, no question about it. Now you've come up with five things that we can do to gain respect. What's one of them?
Yeah. So this is respect again among your employees, among your customers, and even among your competitors. And one of them is to think about the words that you use. Think about the way you speak. And one of the things, and women business owners are so notorious for this, women in general are so notorious for this, and it's one of my pet peeves, is you need to eliminate the word small or the word little from your business vocabulary. It doesn't matter how small your business is, never use the words, you know, well, my little business. Well, I've got this small business. Well, don't ever.
You're right. You're right about that. You're right about that. I hear women. They love to use that term. They'll talk about old people, older people, and they'll this little old person or whatever. You know, they do use that a lot.
Yeah. And especially, they use it in describing their businesses. Women will say, well, I've got this little shop that does such and such. Well, I've got this small business. And then you find out her business is generating $12 million a year. And I want to just kind of slap them upside the head and say, don't use that word.
It's not minimizing your business is not the same thing as bragging, is it?
Exactly. It just drop the word entirely. Don't ever use the word unless you're speaking maybe of your grandchildren, you know. But just don't use that word in life at all. Don't use it to describe yourself. Don't use it to describe any activities you're doing. Don't use it to describe anything about your business.
We're going to talk about some more of these things that Mary's come up with to help you gain and maintain respect in the marketplace with Mary Cantando after these messages. Mary, give me your website, please.
Womansadvantage.biz.
Womansadvantage.biz. That's her website. You'll be glad you went there. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.